this presentation of Bethel Family Church. We hope you enjoy listening and that it helps you to grow closer to Jesus.
Last week, we started to talk about being the body of Christ and encouraging one another. I like these scriptures. Who likes these scriptures? Most of you. 1 Thessalonians 5:11, therefore encourage one another and build each other up just as in fact you are doing. Hopefully you're doing that. That as a church we need to build each other up. We need to encourage each other and speak good into each other's lives. 2 Corinthians 13:11, finally brothers and sisters, rejoice. Strive for full restoration, encourage one another, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Sometimes we forget, I think, in our daily lives and what we're doing and when things are getting hard, we forget that this is part of the core of what we're supposed to be doing, is encouraging each other and building one another up. And so I wanted to remind us of that's what we talked about last week. And today we're going to move on to, we started this scripture. Shall we read it together? All right, let's read it out loud together. Just as a body, though one, has many parts, but all its many parts form one body. So it is with Christ. For we were all baptized by one Spirit so as to form one body. Whether Jews or Gentiles, slave or free, and we were all given the one Spirit to drink. Even so, the body is not made up of one part, but of many. Who brought their Bibles today? Hayley gets the lollies. Imaginary ones I'm going to throw to you. I should have brought the lolly jar. Oh, the kids have it in kids' church. Yeah, who wants to go to kids' church now? Can you get your Bibles out or your Bible apps if you have the app on your Bible, and can you go to this scripture, 1 Corinthians verse 12? Let's go on to read verse 15. Who is brave and bold and would like to read this out in the microphone? Okay, Matthew. All right, if you read verse 15 and 16, who will read verse 17? Katrina will. All right.
Now, if the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason stop being part of the body. And if the ear should say, because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason stop being part of the body.
If the whole body was an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be?
All right, next slide. Who's going to read for us verse 18 and 19? They were our two bold people today.
But in fact, God has placed the parts in the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. If they were all one part, where would the body be?
Thank you. Who's going for 20 and 21?
As it is, there are many parts, but one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, I don't need you. And the head cannot say to the feet, I don't need you.
Thank you. 22 and 23. I'm going to go with Elizabeth.
On the contrary, those parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable, and the part that we think is less honourable we treat with special honour, and the part that is unpresentable are treated with special modesty.
Thank you. 24.
I know. While our presentable parts need no special treatment, but God has put the body together, giving greater honour to the parts that lacked it.
Who would like to read 25 and 26?
So that there should be no division in the body, but that its parts should have equal concern for each other. If one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honoured, every part rejoices with it.
Thank you. Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is part of it. I thought it was fantastic that some of you put your hand up to read out loud. And I think that even that is a really great example of how we're all different and how we all play different parts in the body. Some of us are confident to talk in the microphone and read scripture, and some of us are just happy to listen and to sit back, and that's okay because we're all different. So what I wanted to really get out of this today, last week, you know, we were talking about why do we do what we do. Do you remember that? That was the title. Why do we do what we do? And so I wanted to talk about this concept of us being one body and reflecting on that question. Why do we do as a church do what we do? But why do what you do in church or maybe even in your family? And just to start to reflect on where you feel like you fit. We also talked about it not necessarily being about what you can do and how much you can give, and it is about us being together and looking after one another. There is a sense that when we're following God and we're walking with Him, that we feel like He puts things on our hearts to do and outwork what He's given us, right? So sometimes I might feel really compelled to go take Hayley some soup. She does the same for me when I'm sick. She always a pot of soup when I'm sick. I love it. You know, like, so there might be things that we do, but does that make us who we are? What we do does not make us who we are, does not make us who we are in Christ. And so I want you to think about that for yourself. Like, are you ticking boxes and trying to sort of go, well, okay, I've read my Bible today, I've prayed today, I encouraged somebody, or I gave this much money, tick, 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 Jesus will be happy with me now. Well, yeah, I mean, some of those things are great, but why are you reading your Bible? Why are you praying? Are you doing it out of obligation and to do the tick on your checklist? That'd be me, because I like checklists and ticking things off. I've done that job now. But is it about relationship? Is it about walking with Him each day? Is it about just being with Him and creating intimacy with Jesus? Or is it about just tick, I've done this? That's right. Yeah. So I'd want you to think about some of that, but also think, translate that as a body, as a church working together. Is it important that when you're here, you have to be on a roster or you have to do certain things in the church? Does that make you important? It it doesn't make you an important person in God's eyes, does it? Our humanness wants to place those things in rank and go, oh, well, if you're doing this and this and this, oh, aren't you a fantastic, amazing person? Because we get praise from that as well. But I want to encourage you to be who you are in the body of Christ. Maybe you're a quiet person who in the background is doing... Leanne, you need to stop filling in my words. I think we're too familiar. No, no. Oh, dear. We are celebrating that you're here today, though. I've lost track of what I was saying. So, yeah. So, it's okay to be a quiet person in the church. It's okay to not stand up here in the microphone, and Hayley liked my joke last week about whether you might choose to not be on the singing team for a really good reason. Maybe you're tone deaf, maybe you can't sing in tune. But, you know, like, I know some beautiful people who can sing beautifully, but they don't feel like they should be up the front singing. And that's okay, because that's who they are. They don't have to use every single gift that they have for Jesus in the public eye. And so what I really just, yeah, I want you to think about what you do does not make you who you are. When we serve, though, we do bring others, we do encourage others, and can bring others to Christ when we're serving as well. But I want you to also look at what area you are, I suppose, doing in the church or working in the church, and reflect on how does that build up the body. So why do you serve in the kitchen? Why do you make coffee? For some of those people who work in the kitchen, why do you do that? Because you like helping people? Yep. You love doing it? Yep. And there are some great reasons to do it, but what else does us having coffee out there do? What brings us together? Yep. So when you're making someone a coffee, or, okay, how many people are not coffee drinkers here? Okay, there's a few. All right. So I will speak to the tea drinkers and the hot chocolate drinkers. Yeah. These guys know whose the orders are. When you're making a drink for someone in the kitchen, there's more to it than just doing a job and doing it because you like it. We do it here as a church because, yes, it's going to build up other people and it's going to bring other people together. But also you're using the gifts that God has given you to serve. And so there's more purpose behind what we do than just doing it because we like it. Because we could do it for a while, and then somebody could really annoy us in the kitchen, let's just say, because that's usually where the annoying people, where the annoyances happen, is in the kitchen. No, not the annoying people. But you put a group in the kitchen, and everyone wants to do it their way. And there are different styles of leadership and people working together. So when someone annoys you, how do you respond to that? Well, I don't want to do this anymore. I don't like it. So if yeah, Leanne wants to do it her way. We love your honesty. But so then when things start to go awry, where is the purpose? Why are you there? Someone annoys me, I'm going to walk away because I don't like it anymore. So I want you to go right back down to the why. Is Jesus asking you to do it? Are you doing this because this is a gift he's given you? And are you doing it to build other people up and to bring other people together? So that's one of the questions. We want everything that we do together as a church to point to Jesus, don't we? And sometimes we get a bit caught up in ourselves and what we're doing. And, yeah, I'll leave that one there. When we serve in the church, we take on Jesus' heart and love for people. Yeah? Yeah. So we want to speak kindly to them and about them. And we want to look for ways to build each other up. There are so many points in this scripture, the body of Christ, that we could pull out, take out, and probably spend a long time doing some sermons on. I'm going to stop talking very soon. Some of you are like, yes. I'm going to put a song on. And as when that song is going, I've got some questions for you to reflect on. The questions are, why do you do what you do? And then I want you to stop and think about is the head going to say to the foot, I don't need you? Was that the right reference? No one's going to correct me, so... Or the hand? Hand can't say to the foot, you don't need me. Yeah. Anyway. You know, like, are you somebody who sort of looks at other people and goes, oh, like, we don't need what you're doing there? Or I don't like what you're doing? And that we, you know, maybe sometimes we're maybe a bit picky with what other people are doing. Do you sometimes wish that you were the head instead of the foot, for example? Do you want to have what somebody else has rather than what God has given you? And so I want you to reflect on that in this time, and I want to you to be able to ask the Holy Spirit what he wants for you here at Bethel. I'm going to just stay in that focus for now, because we can, you know, make that circle go outward into our family life. But what does he want for you here at church? How does he want you to view coming together, talking to other people, or if you're on a serving roster, if you're on the kitchen team, or if you're on the music team, or yeah, no one here is on. Well, no, kids church, you know, like. Just to reflect on that, because sometimes we just need the Holy Spirit to speak into those places. And if you're somebody who feels like, oh, maybe I'm not doing enough, maybe I'm not something, you know, I want you to let the Holy Spirit speak into that space, because maybe you are doing enough, but you're being too self-critical on yourself. Yeah. And I've got too many questions, I know, but what you're going to do in this time is you're going to take one or two of those questions, because they're going to fit for you. You're going to remember that. That's why, in one way, I have so many, because not all of them are going to be for all of you. The other question I have is, do you think the best of others or the worst? How do you view other people so that when they do something like rub you up the wrong way, do you what do you think of them? Is it about them or is it about you? Do you begin to think that maybe nobody likes me? Some of those kind of reflection questions. Also, when we see the worst in other people, we don't always find that we're seeing what Jesus sees in them. I think that's something that I've been challenged by, is making sure that I'm looking at people through Jesus' eyes, not through my own. Because he sees people completely differently to the way that I do. So if you could play that song, if you have pen and paper on you, you might want to write some answers down to those questions. You might want to use your phone to take notes. I'm going to play Lauren Daigle's You Say. Because I feel that this is a really good song for reflecting. You say I am loved, is her first line. So, now that you've had some time to reflect, just listening to the Holy Spirit. This is where I'm going to get you out of your comfort zone, maybe just a little bit. I'm wondering if you would mind gathering around some people around you and, you know, maybe groups of four or five or less. If you don't want to at all, just stay in your seat. I'm sure someone will come and talk to you. But maybe can you maybe reflect some of this back in your group and talk about why do you do what you do? Is that too scary? Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, so we're going to pop that song back on really quietly. Those who want to talk to each other, I want you to talk to each other. Those who just want to sit back, just stay sitting back for one more length of this song. Because this was the more of the creative part of today's service, and I kind of held off on it. I was going to make you sit around and read the Bible scriptures together. Maybe that would have been less scary because it was less personal. But also don't want to shy away from who we are and what sometimes our creative services look like too, because I think that you all have wisdom to share with each other. All right. Cue the music nice and quietly in the background, and those who want to chat to each other, chat. Go. Guys can wrap up your conversations. I think we're on the second round of You Say. I reckon that you can continue to talk after. Well, for some people who looked at me a bit strangely when I asked you to do that, you did really well. I'm really proud of you. Leanne and I, we're just having some discussions around what we say to ourselves and what we think about ourselves, and there's some, you know, big challenges there, aren't there? And so one of the things that I thought might be just good to say out of summing up that conversation Leanne and I had was that we need that reminder that Jesus will always build us up. The enemy will always tear us down. And so if your internal thoughts are ones of negativity and pulling yourself down, guess where they're coming from? Thank you, Leanne. She was listening. Awesome. I'm going to keep you to that. They come from the enemy, and we spiral around our negative thoughts, and then they bring us down and they stop us from doing what God wants us to do. We need to know, though, that Jesus is bigger and stronger and more powerful than all of that. And so we need to take captive those thoughts and throw them away. I've got a song going in my head now because of Colin Buchanan, Songs of My Children. Whenever there are certain phrases, we start singing Colin Buchanan songs. I reckon one day I'm just going to do a Colin Buchanan week and show you. Okay, so to finish off, take every thought and catch it, gotcha. Throw out all of those lies, bye bye. Something like that. Sin, throw out all of that sin, bye bye. Take every thought and catch it, gotcha. Something like that. Anyway. No. Katie will have to sing them because I don't always remember all the words either. Okay, so it's finishing up. We will sing. We will sing another worship song together. I know it's getting like it's at 11:30 now, but I would just love to sing one more song. We're going to sing Holy Forever. But last week, some of you were here, might remember that I asked if there were some scriptures that people wanted to share. And nobody piped up in the service. But it shows that how we all have different gifts, because it was probably hard for some of those people to speak up. So I would like, there were two scriptures that landed in my lap or on my phone, one in hand and one on my phone. And I would like to share them with you because they're here to build up and to encourage the body of Christ. And so the first one was, that's from my Bible, was from Romans chapter 8, verse 35. Some of you might have this as your memory verse. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? We all know that. So if you're visiting, we have a kids' song that we sometimes sing together for the kids, and we have actions that says nothing can separate us from the love of Christ, like that. That's what you're getting. Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword, as it is written, for your sake we face death all day long, we are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? No one is the answer to that. Okay, Leanne? The other scripture was that someone felt that just before I asked if anyone had received a scripture, they heard a gentle whisper in their left ear saying, come as you are. And then they felt that the scripture that resonates with this is Matthew 11:28-30, which is, I haven't bookmarked that one. Do you know it? Who knows it? Go on then. Do you remember off by heart?
No. Not word for word.
I know I've tried to memorize it, but I'm not going to do it right now in front of you. Matthew 11. You can find it too if you like. It's taking me long enough. Matthew 11. All right, 28. Come to me. Now you know it. Yeah? All you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. So I thank those people for being bold enough to put those things in my message and in my hand to share with you today.
Listening to today's message. For more information or to listen to other podcasts, head to our website at bethelcrc.org.au or check out Bethel Family Church on Facebook.